Now, we mentioned that we're going to be lifting the lid on a PC. So what we've done is to challenge our naked scientist, Katie Haler, to have a go at building a desktop PC from scratch. To do that, she's teamed up with Chief Electronics Workshop Manager Nick Batterham, and he's at Cambridge University's Computer Lab.
It looks like you've taken the side panel off of a black box that looks to me like the bottom bit, the important bit of an office computer.
Yes, that's right. This is the black box that most people have underneath their desk.
I can see what looks like a fan on one side, and then in the middle is a big green circuit board with a whole lot of stuff going on.
Yes, that's right. The fan on the back of the box is to aid cooling. That comes as part of the box. The big green board that you see at the bottom is what we call the motherboard. It's a printed circuit board, about 30 centimetres square, and it's on this board that you connect the microprocessor, the RAM, and peripheral cards like a graphics card, for example. The motherboard enables the communication between all those components, and it also allows you to connect external components like a hard disk or a CD-ROM via suitable cables.
We need a power supply, right?
That's right.
In order to do anything, we need some power. So where is the power supply?
This is the power supply.
It's a kind of grey box, again, with a fan to make sure that things don't overheat, and there's a whole load of cables coming out the back of it.
Yeah, the power supply takes in the normal mains that everybody has at home and converts it to voltage levels that are suitable to drive the electronics, around about 12 volts, 5 volts, and sometimes 3.3 volts as well. And of course, you need grounds too. So that's what all these different color cables are. The yellow means 12 volts, black is ground, red is 5 volts, orange is 3.3 volts.
So can we put it in?
Sure.
And we'll come back to Katie and to Nick in a bit and find out what they're going to connect up next.